The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
It's 8:50 and time for our first look at the commodity markets for this Wednesday morning with our pre-opening report. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Early calls for slaughter hog prices today are steady to firm in the western Corn Belt, while mixed calls are seen in the eastern half of the region. Terminals are called steady to higher, with top prices from $48.50 to $53. Peoria called 50 cents higher today with a top price of $48.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, May 15th, negotiated swine purchases were 15,574 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was 62.25 to 73.50. The weighted average was 70.30, a gain of 6 cents from Monday. On a live basis, sparrows and gilts sold from 50.25 to 58.50, the weighted average 56.34. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 9,470. The base price range was $60 to $75, the weighted average 70.53, a gain of $1.03 from Monday. On a live basis, sparrows and gilts sold from $49.86 to $58, and the weighted average was $54.47.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Ed, and I guess we got rain overnight.
Well, we had some late yesterday afternoon into the early evening around northern Illinois and parts of Indiana, a few light showers overnight. Rainfall amounts during the last 24 hours, highly variable across the two-state area. As we forecast, in many locations, picking up a quarter of an inch or less. Here at WILL, we picked up a grand total of 0.4 inches of rain. Some areas just to the north got a lot more rain as amounts across parts of northern Champaign County, especially from around Thomasboro, northeastward toward Penfield, according to radar estimates, got over an inch of rain, and part of that got into extreme northern Vermilion County. Now, some of the ground truth reports, water survey, 0.41 of an inch, about the same as WILL. In northern Vermilion County, Rankin picked up 0.49 of an inch, just under a half an inch. Monticello out in Piatt County picked up 1.12 inches of rain. And that appears to be one of the heavier totals hitting a rain gauge in the area. Some other places, not as much. Arcola, 2,700s. Charleston, 3,600s. Danville, just 700s. Fisher, 3,400s. Hoopston, 8,700s. Lovington, 2,200s. Ogden, to the east of Champaign-Urbana, only 0.19 of an inch of rain. Paris in Edgar County picking up just 0.22. Philo in southern Champaign County, 0.27 of an inch of rain. Sidell, or at least 5 miles northwest of Sidell in Vermilion County, just 0.07. Sullivan, or a few miles south of there, 0.21. Tuscola, 0.08 of an inch of rain. And that's just some of the east central Illinois locations. And across the entire two-state area, the wide variety in rainfall. So just about everybody I can see here picked up at least a little bit of rain, but amounts range from a few hundreds in some spots to over an inch in others. But when you average it out, it looks like probably, well, it's hard to say with an average. A lot of places getting, again, a quarter of an inch or less, but some places getting more, and in some cases a whole lot more. That's over with. We have another weak disturbance coming in that will produce some showers in northern Illinois this afternoon and spread into more of the two-state area overnight tonight. I don't think more than a few hundredths of an inch is expected from these showers, and coverage will not be 100%, but may exceed 50%, at least in northern and central areas of the two states overnight tonight, with at least a little bit of rain. After that, It's cool for a few days, but dry. And then we eventually turn a bit warmer. So all in all, I think conditions over the next week are looking pretty good for crop planting and growing. Of course, a lot of the planting is done, but it's not 100% done. So for those that still need to plant in the Midwest, there's still the opportunities to make some good headway here, as there will be enough dry weather coming in for that. For those that have everything in the ground and would like to see more rain, it's going to be a little while, but the maps are indicating the middle of next week, a wetter weather pattern starts to set up. So if that does indeed hold, I think that we'll be okay in that regard. But certainly we're going to have net drying here as we look at the next week coming up. So that's a concern maybe for a few until the rain does indeed arrive. But it does look like there will be some rain the middle to latter part of next week. As far as temperatures go, I don't think we've got a frost threat, though, but temperatures are at night going to be pretty chilly. It's going to get down to around 40 degrees in the Champaign-Urbana area, the way it looks right now, as we get into tomorrow night and Friday morning, and that appears to be the coldest morning coming up. Now, briefly looking at a couple other areas, I just want to say it looks like generally favorable weather for growing here over the next several days. Hotter air will be working into the northern plains and eventually the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt. They need some dry weather in the northern plains to get some planting done, and it looks like that will be coming before a few showers and thunderstorms this weekend. That's the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 489 and three quarters, up a quarter, last trade down a half. July wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 502 and three quarters, up three quarters, last trade down one. December, 521 and three quarters, down a quarter, last trade down one and three quarters. July corn opened at 370 and a half, down one, last trade down two and a quarter. December, 377, down one and a half, last trade down two. March, 390, up a quarter, last trade down one and a half. December 2008, 394, down three quarters, last trade up a half. July beans opened at 777 and a half, down a half, last trade up three and a quarter. November at 807, unchanged, last trade up three and a half. July soybean meal opened at 208, down 20, last trade up 120. July soybean oil opened at 34.60, unchanged, last trade up 1. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Clayton.
Hi, good morning, Dave.
If you look at the December corn chart and you draw a line off the February highs through the March and April highs, and then kind of gauge where we are from overnight, you're still about 13.5 cents up to that downtrend line. And that sits right above the 100-day moving average, too, by the way, which suggests to me, even though we've had a nice little rally in here, that we might be actually range-bound for a while.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you, Dave. This thing had gotten hammered awfully hard up until, you know, 4 or 5 days ago, and a lot of people were making an awful lot out of the strength, particularly yesterday's strength, and it was a nice reversal, definitely, from the weaker start. But technically, I don't think we've really accomplished very much here. Dease did manage to close its gap from about a week and a half ago. July did not. But, yeah, I think the more things change, the more they stay the same. We are pretty range-bound here, although I still think in the bigger picture there's a little bit of a downward bias. And we're just going to have to, you know, bide some time here and see what Mother Nature does to us.
So the call for corn?
1 to 2 lower.
Turn your attention to the soybeans, which has rallied for about the last 3 weeks now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's been on a tear, that's for sure. the call there is about 2 to 3 better. It's kind of like trying to hold a beach ball underwater, it seems like, the soybean market is. It just seems like no matter what the news or whatever the outside or even the corn and wheat markets do, it doesn't matter. Beans want to stay firm. I think a large part of that, in my opinion, is just the value of beans versus the value of corn. And on a ratio basis compared to any historical perspective, beans are just still extremely cheap compared to corn. Or you could argue corn is very expensive compared to beans. A little bit of both, I guess, is probably true. But I don't know. I think beans are at the very least getting overbought at this level here. And personally, I wouldn't be looking for much more upside here in the short term.
And about 15 seconds on the wheat, a follower today?
Yeah, I guess so. Wheat, boy, that really got shot out of a cannon just like the other stuff did, you know, after that lower opening. And seemed a little contralogical here, but the call there is steady to a penny lower. And big picture in wheat, I mean, even though the world carryover is extremely tight, it looks like we have more than adequate supplies here in the U.S. and improving crop conditions. So I would think the upside would be fairly limited there, too, in the short term.
Thank you, Clayton.
Okay, Dave. Thank you.
Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities. You're listening to WILL Urbana.